This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And Trash on the Table, brought to you every single day by Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. Mortgage Right is Birmingham's largest, most referred, and most reviewed homegrown mortgage lender. Call their local office today, 815-9200. That's 815-9200. Or visit them online at MortgageRightRadio.com, NMLS 2239. We start today with CBS. I don't know if you guys noticed last night, but they got some new shows coming up, and they got some shows they're sticking with. Man, what was the name of the Matt LeBlanc? Where he pulls the sock out of the
plan or something like that?
Man with a Plan, and then there's The Neighborhood, which I believe is working on a full year one. I've not liked it. Their dramas seem to be where they make their money, though. NCIS, people love those.
There's not a show on CBS that I watch except for I kept it on to watch the music show last night.
No, will you stick with that when you think?
Again.
You seem a sucker for those shows.
Again, anytime you get me a Mongolian who doesn't speak English singing George Strait, as good as George Strait, Amarillo by Morning, I'm in.
It's oddly specific, but they delivered.
There's this one guy in Birmingham that'll love this.
They did have one guy swallow 29 swords at one time.
Well, I bet that bathroom trip later is bad.
He had RuPaul's attention, let me just tell you that.
Wow.
He's one of the judges. And he was just,
I got you.
The guy had magnets implanted in his chest to help suck the pull the swords towards away from his heart.
Right.
Well, basically, that's a dedication to your craft right there.
Yes.
Seems like a waste of time, too. CBS has ordered a drama pilot, Dunaway, titled Frankenstein. Now, before you say you're not going to watch this, let me explain to you what it's going to be, okay? The latest and very loose adaptation of Mary Shelley's classic novel follows a San Francisco homicide detective who is, quote, mysteriously brought back to life after being killed in the line of duty. But as he resumes his old life, and he and his wife realize he isn't the same person he used to be, they zero in on the strange man behind his resurrection, Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
But
let me know when this starts, right?
So he's dead and buried, and the wife's like, you know, came back.
You're not the same person
you used to be.
I can't put my finger
on it.
You're about
solving crimes, though.
And your body odor.
You walk real stiff-legged with your arms out all the time, and you grunt.
Those bolts in the side of your neck.
Rockstar, that'll need to be on the viewing menu. I need to know when it's coming up. It's done by the same guy that did Burn Notice, which I liked for a minute.
Never even heard of that show.
It was on USA, Burn Notice, and Elementary. Yeah. He also did.
Do love your cereal, though, Frankenberries.
Like Frankenberries when I was a kid. This is a weird prank or misunderstanding or something. It's a deli meat mystery. I love a good deli meat. This one I don't know about. A New Mexico woman is literally experiencing a bunch of bologna as a stranger has been leaving pieces of the sandwich ingredient on her doorstep. Bologna.
So someone's leaving bologna on her doorstep?
Sarisha Morrison says an unknown man has been, since January 1st, repeatedly delivering the deli meat mystery to her home in southeast Albuquerque. Quoting her, he'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here and then walk away. It's all he does every single time. Seems like a nice gesture, right? He's bringing her bologna.
He's playing a little ding-dong cold cut?
Save that line. The woman said the delivery comes in a plastic shopping bag and typically contains a few pieces of bologna and a few pieces of bread. At first, she thought somebody might just be leaving her food as part of an act of kindness, but then she smelled the delivery and learned that was not the case. Quoting her, it smelled like urine. Now, what kind of delivery is it?
Ding dong cold cut.
Okay. I just wanted to stop, she says. I really do. Also, like, I don't want anything more to be in there. It's going to be like feces next time instead of urine, right?
It's like when Clark's eating the sandwiches at vacation.
That's such a funny scene.
The cap, you know.
So basically, it sounds like somebody just having lunch and his bathroom break on her porch.
I don't know what's happening there, yeah. It's a bad story. A man died in Mexico as a Korean guy of natural causes. He was flown home, and his family realized he was missing organs. Not just random organs, the brain, the stomach, and the heart. The 35-year-old, only known as Mr. Kim, seems real stereotypical there, leaves behind two children and a wife who claims there was nothing natural about her husband's cause of death. This sounds like your guy Keith Morrison, Rockstar.
There was nothing natural about Mr. Kim's death.
After his body was flown back to South Korea without the brain, stomach, and heart, his wife claims the father of two was involved in a fight before he died. If you lose your brain, stomach, and heart in a fight, that fight is going awry.
That's not a decision left up to the judges after 12 rounds.
Yeah, I don't think so. Precision fighting.
Yes, it is.
Man's a surgeon.
She claims he was involved in an altercation at a karaoke bar. And if a karaoke bar ends up in a fight that bad.
Walking in Memphis.
In Monterey on the day he died. According to Miss Kim, her unconscious husband was rushed to the hospital the night of January 3rd, where he was later pronounced dead. All of this allegedly caught on closed circuit TV. Well, we should be able to get to the bottom of it.
Horrible, horrible story.
It is a terrible story.
But I'm all in if Mr. Kim is singing Amarillo by Morning.
You found a new genre you love, right?
Foreigners. Foreigner singing country is now my my new golden ring that I'm reaching for.
I saw this story. I don't get it. A company is selling $80 used tissues that they claim help prevent the flu. I don't know if you saw this, but you can go online and buy a box of tissues for $80 that are left over after a sick person sneezes, and they're mailed to you, and you use them to transfer the germs to yourself, thinking that it will create the antibodies that will fight the flu.
What?
So somebody else has used the tissue.
No, thank you.
And you use it later on.
So it's just basically find somebody with the flu and have them cough on you.
Right. It works hand in hand with the human body to keep your immune system feeling like your immune system, the company says.
Just go to church on Sunday and in the meet and greet,
shake everybody's hand.
Yep. Just shake everybody's hand.
I think we cut that out at Shades Mountain Baptist because of that.
We did this past week.
Yeah. We did it. We cut it out one time. And we never went back to it.
Oh, we still do it. We just, this week she said, our pastor, Kelsey, said, just do a holy fist bump.
I remember Jesus doing those in the New Testament, Jim.
Yes.
Finally, a state of North Carolina law enforcement agency raided a home, and what they found was weapons, drugs, and an illegal strip club.
Wow.
According to a press release, the old trifecta, yes. The North Carolina Department of Public Safety, the club was, quote, an illegal adult entertainment nightclub operated by David Lee Yates Jr. Haven't we done the study that if Lee is your middle name, it increases the probability of you running afoul of the law?
We have to do the first, middle, and last.
Yeah. The release calls Yates the owner and operator of the club, the only person in the building when the law enforcement arrived to search. Investigators found and seized liquor, malt beverages, marijuana from the home. They also found multiple weapons. Yates charged with selling alcoholic beverages and without obtaining a license from the North Carolina Alcohol and Beverage Control Commission. And running an adult entertainment nightclub on the side in his house.
Also found 976 $1 bills.
Yeah.
And a very, very weird array of nasty nurse, nasty librarian, and nasty Red Riding Hood costumes.
And a Mongolian kid singing Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
It's an oddly good imitation, too.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown WJOX.